Research conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork shows newborn piglets should be allowed to suckle for at least 2 days before cross-fostering to help stimulate future milk production. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
To assess the effect on lactation of removing piglets from a primiparous sow at birth to improve her longevity, scientists blocked either the same teats or different teats in parities 1 and 2. Dr. Chantel Farmer, a research scientist in sow lactation biology with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada in Sherbrooke, told those on hand for Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2019, the experiment showed removing the piglets too soon will affect milk production in the next parity.
A teat that has been suckled in first parity will produce more milk in second parity, and the piglet suckling that teat will weigh 1.12 kilograms more at 50 days of age, compared to a piglet suckling a teat that was not used before, and that's significant. And interestingly, even in early lactation between days 2 and 4, you already see a difference in growth rate. So we didn't measure colostrum yield, but maybe the amount of colostrum is also increased in these animals. And just to follow up on that, it led to a second project. And in that second project, I wanted to know, for how long does a teat have to be used in first parity so that there is no negative effect in the second parity? Does it need to be used for the whole lactation? And the answer is no. If a teat is used for 2 days in the first parity, it will be able to produce enough milk in the second parity. So now producers know, if they have a primiparous sow with a lot of piglets and they don't want to overload that primiparous sow, they can remove piglets, but as of day 3. Days 1 and 2, all the teats has to be used.
Dr. Farmer says her work has shown second parity sows and onward will produce 25% more milk than primiparous animals, and milk yield will peak in parities 2 to 4, so we should keep our sows up to 4 parities if we want to maximize the milk yield of sows. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.